Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. We are entering week three of the preseason, a big week for the Steelers. This is their dress rehearsal week. We'll get a chance to see the majority of the starters or whatever starters are healthy play some in the preseason game, that game being Saturday this week against the Tennessee Titans. That'll be the first home game for the Steelers of the preseason. And again, it's a big one for the Steelers because we're going to get to see those starters offensively. Everyone that's healthy other than Le'Veon Bell should be a participant defensively. Hopefully we'll get to see, you know, the majority of the starters out there. Again, so many of the starters have missed time this preseason already. You know, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Sean Davis, Mike Hilton, Joe Hayden, right? That list is kind of long, and I think it's led to some of the defensive performances we've seen this preseason. This will also be the first time the Steelers are nationally televised this preseason. So if you haven't gotten a chance, if you don't live in the Pittsburgh market and you haven't seen this team live yet in the preseason, first of all, you really haven't missed much. It hasn't been a couple fun games to watch, especially this most recent one against Green Bay. One to miss for sure. Hopefully Saturday gives us a little bit of a better performance. I got a big week of podcasts coming up today. We're going to go over that Fan Fest practice that was yesterday at Heinz Field, the last practice for the Steelers that is open to the public. So we'll talk about that practice. Also, later in the week, we're going to have Christopher Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. He does a great job doing film breakdowns for them. So we're going to have him on to talk about what he's seen in both the game against the Eagles and the game against the Green Bay Packers. And then also later in the week, we're going to have John Ledyard, the former host of this podcast. He's now with the Draft Network, a new website that's launched that is a great resource if you're looking for your draft fix, your NFL draft fix. They are early to it, right? I mean, the draft's not till April of next year, but again, college football just starting in a couple weeks, and they're going to have player breakdowns all through the season. In fact, they already have so many player breakdowns based on film that they've watched from last season. It's an incredible resource, thedraftnetwork.com. We're going to have John on to talk about the Steelers, and then we'll also talk about some prospects for next season. Of course, with Le'Veon Bell leaving, maybe we'll talk running back a little bit and some of the prospects that the Steelers could be looking at in next year's draft. But let's start today with some news and notes around the NFL, and really the biggest news of the weekend is George Ialoka, the longtime safety of the Cincinnati Bengals, cut from the team and cut for financial reasons. Now, this is interesting in a couple different ways. One, of course, Ialoka being a free safety for the Bengals, now a free agent, the Steelers having some issues at free safety, as we talked about on Saturday, not necessarily with the starter at free safety, but you know, who backs up Sean Davis, right? What do the Steelers do in the event of an injury to Sean Davis? And again, you know, with Sean Davis at free safety, the jury's still out, right? This is his third position in three years. Again, he's missed a bunch of time. He's missed time not only against Green Bay in that preseason game, but he missed a bunch of time at practice and training camp. So really, you know, we don't know what we're getting from Sean Davis. But I think those are reasons why Ialoka is probably not going to be brought in, right? Because again, the jury is still out for Sean Davis. He could be a great free safety for all we know. We just don't have enough information yet. Yeah, you're not going to bring in Ialoka and replace Sean Davis just yet, but you're also not going to bring in Ialoka to back up Sean Davis either. And so I think the Steelers' issues at free safety will remain, or hopefully they can find someone else, you know, to fill that role, maybe within the roster. We'll see how that goes. Now, the other interesting thing about Ialoka being cut is the fact that they drafted Jesse Bates in the second round. Jesse Bates, the safety out of Wake Forest, a player we talked a lot about on this podcast during the pre-draft, during the whole pre-draft process. The Steelers were likely to take a safety in the first round, and they did in taking Terrell Edmunds. But Jesse Bates was someone we talked a lot about because he was one of the only players in the draft that really projected as a free safety at the next level. And so that was a position that we've been asking about all the way going into camp. Who's even going to play free safety on this team? Well, we didn't even know that until day one of camp. And of course, it ended up being Sean Davis. But, you know, looking at the fact that the Bengals took Jesse Bates and he's playing well enough that they're able to cut Ialoka, and now you look at the Steelers and the issues that they're having at free safety, it's a little frustrating, right? It's certainly frustrating given that Jesse Bates was sitting there at 28 and the Steelers passed up on him to take Terrell Edmunds. Edmunds could end up being a great player, but right now, you know, what we know is that he's playing well enough Bates is. He's playing well enough for the Bengals. They're able to release Ialoka. It's, you know, it's a good what if, I guess, going forward. And then the other interesting thing is Josh Gordon returning to the Cleveland Browns. Remember, he had announced that he was going to take some time to do something. He didn't really say what he was doing. Just he wouldn't be back to the team for a while. He has finally returned to Cleveland and to the Browns. Now, he's not able to practice just yet. And Hugh Jackson and company are being very coy with exactly why. Is it because of the NFL? The NFL not letting him practice? You know, that whole situation has been very, very strange. And the Browns, again, have not done a very good job of explaining just exactly what is going on with Josh Gordon. Is this something that is just Josh Gordon trying to rehab himself? Is there anything going on with the NFL? You know, again, Josh Gordon has had so many suspensions over the years and has had so much trouble or gotten in so much trouble with the NFL over the years. And there's open questions about this case in particular, right? What exactly is this staying away from the team, coming back? He's still not able to practice, right? What exactly is going on? Really, really interesting. Again, there's no word yet because the Browns won't say anything. So we'll see. When Hugh Jackson was asked about Josh Gordon's ability to play in the opener against Pittsburgh, he was coy there, saying maybe, you know, we're optimistic he can play. So we'll see. Maybe Josh Gordon won't even be a participant in that game against the Steelers. Again, that game is September 9th. And then let's talk about Sunday's Fan Fest practice. This practice was held at Heinz Field. Unfortunately, I did not get a chance to attend this practice, but Steelers Depot's Alex Kozora and The Athletic's Mark Caboli both did a great job of reporting from the event. So we have a lot to get to today. Let's start with the injury situation. This is a long, long list of injuries and players who missed this practice. We'll start with nose tackle Daniel McCullers. He missed with a hamstring injury. Tight end Vance McDonald continues to be out with his foot injury. Center Patrick Morris missed practice, as did safety Morgan Burnett. Xavier Grimble is out with that thumb injury that he had surgery on. Running back Fitzgerald Toussaint out with a knee injury. Steven Ridley, the running back, also out with an undisclosed ailment. He's missed about a week of practice now. Linebacker TJ Watt continues to be limited with a hamstring injury, but working his way back. Mike Hilton missed with some sort of injury. He may have sustained that injury against the Green Bay Packers. Safety Marcus Allen, limited in practice, but working his way back. Chukwuma Okorafor has a shoulder injury that he sustained against the Packers. He was limited in Sunday's practice. And then Antonio Brown, who had that quad injury earlier in camp. He was limited in practice, probably not due to injury, but just because the Steelers want to be precautious with Antonio now that he's had that quad injury, not wanting to re-aggravate it in any way. And he's been limited a couple days there, even when healthy. So hopefully that was again the case with Antonio Brown on Sunday. But again, a long, long, long list of injured players on Sunday. And the certain players you just don't want to see on that list. Of course, safety Morgan Burnett, who's had some injury problems in the past. And we talked about how thin the Steelers are at safety without Sean Davis. Sean Davis was actually back at practice on Sunday. So that's huge because, again, we need to see him and see him playing free safety. But, you know, go right with Sean Davis back, boom, Morgan Burnett misses practice. So that hurts. Nose tackle Daniel McCullers missing practice after getting first team reps, not just in practice, but in the game situation against the Packers and looking good doing it, going down with a hamstring injury. Again, those can keep you out for a while. Really unfortunate. Both Toussaint and Ridley continuing to miss time. And you know, you look at how good Connor is playing. You look at how good Jalen Samuels played on Thursday night. He was improved, certainly. I think for Ridley, who's missed a week of practice now, you know, Toussaint continues to look solid. I mean, these guys missing reps, it's going to be important for them to get back on the field if they're going to have a chance to make this roster. I don't know how many running backs the Steelers are thinking about keeping, but if it's only three, if they want to keep Le'Veon, Connor, and someone else, you got to figure at this point, Jalen Samuels, probably the leader in the clubhouse there. Mike Hilton added to the list. Not sure what that injury was. He played a couple reps against Green Bay and then likely went down with injury, although Tomlin hasn't said one way or the other. Mike Hilton, a very important piece in that secondary. As I've said, he was very much a vocal leader throughout camp in that secondary. So hopefully he can be back sooner rather than later. Again, you hate to see, you know, here we are now. You know, we're week three of the preseason, right? Or we're about to be in week three of the preseason. You like to see the team getting healthier, especially from the starting 11 or starting 22. In some ways, it feels like We are going backward. And then let's talk about the play on the field at FanFest. And we'll start with seven shots. The offense was up 3-1 early in the drill. And those four reps were quarterbacked by Ben Roethlisberger. Two of his passes were to Juju for touchdowns. Now, I don't have an exact count on how many times Juju caught a touchdown in this drill, but I can tell you it was a lot. Juju was very effective in both seven shots and really just red zone situations throughout camp. You saw that against the Green Bay Packers. He had a nice red zone touchdown there. I know we talked about James Washington and potentially his ability with these combat catches he's bringing down, the jump ball situations, right, that he could potentially help the Steelers in the red zone, a place where they have been pretty bad the last couple years. I think Juju could be can be that guy as well, right? Or help the Steelers in those positions. The physicality that he has in those tight areas helps him get open. And we saw that, again, you saw that against Green Bay in the touchdown pass that he got from Mason Rudolph. You've seen that in seven shots throughout camp. And then you've seen that just in red zone drills throughout camp as well. I mean, the touchdown pass that he had against Green Bay was very reminiscent of the one he had in the last practice of training camp on Tuesday at La Trobe Memorial, where Mason Rudolph got him over the middle on the two-minute drill. I mean, he was probably more open on that drill than he was against Green Bay. But again, red zone efficiency has been such an issue for this team. And I don't want to, let's just say this. Antonio Brown has not necessarily been a great physical receiver throughout his career. And so it has hurt him in those red zone situations, trying to run fade routes to him. Yeah, and trying for him to be more physical against a receiver or against a corner and then bring it down. That's not his forte, right? That's not been his forte throughout his career. So having young guys like James Washington, like Juju, who can help in those areas, again, it's not a knock on Antonio Brown, but guys like James Washington and Juju could be better suited in those situations and can hopefully help this team, which, again, has not been among the elite in the red zone, even with the elite talent that they've had. Hopefully that can be solved in 2018. Now, the defense did win the drill overall. So the offense was up 3-1. Mason Rudolph came in with the second unit and proceeded to go 0-3, giving the defense a 4-3 victory in the drill. And look, they dominated this drill throughout camp. They won it again during FanFest. So that gives them now, if you tally up all of the training camp practices plus this practice, the defense wins seven shots overall, 10-6. Now, according to Steeler Depot's Alex Kozora, Malik Golden got reps with the first team at free safety. And according to The Athletic's Mark Caboli, Jordan Dangerfield also getting first team reps at safety. And he had a nice practice, including a diving interception. I'm very happy to hear that the Steelers are doing something to address the issues that they have, especially at free safety and backup free safety. Right? Sean Davis is going to be the free safety, as we talked about. He's going to be the starter. The issues with the Steelers are not necessarily at starter just yet. They are certainly with depth. And what I didn't like to see the Steelers do is going with the obvious choice there of taking Morgan Burnett out of his strong safety spot and putting him in a free safety spot for two reasons. One, he just doesn't have the athleticism right now to be a quality free safety in the NFL. But number two, he's much better suited as a strong safety. In fact, he's by far the best strong safety we have right now, as we wait for Terrell Edmunds to develop. And so it's kind of a double whammy there. When you take him out of the strong safety spot, you're making that position significantly worse, but you're not making free safety a better position, right? You're making that position significantly worse because Morgan Burnett just doesn't have the athleticism to play that spot right now. So I'm glad to see, look, I'm not sure that Malik Golden's going to end up being the backup free safety on this team, nor would Jordan Dangerfield, right? But I'm glad to see that the Steelers are at least addressing it and trying to figure out what they have and who can be the backup free safety. It certainly cannot be Nat Burr. As we saw on Thursday, that ship has sailed. I mean, we talk about athleticism issues. Holy cow. Holy cow. I'm glad to see that Malik Golden's had an interesting camp. He's been decent. I thought he had a good game on Thursday other than the atrocious missed tackle that he had at the line of scrimmage. And Jordan Dangerfield's been around this team for a while. He's a little bullet head out there. I mean, he loves to run around and hit. And then the Steelers love that from their safeties. So, again, two interesting guys. I don't know where this ends up, but I'm at least glad to see them addressing it in some way. James Washington got reps with the first unit. We knew this was coming. This was just a matter of time. I'm glad to hear it. It is finally official now. He's been getting first team reps here and there. And again, Antonio Brown was out for this practice, or at least out of team drills in this practice. So, but again, James Washington, given what he's done against Philadelphia, against Green Bay in practice, he's going to be the starter week one. There's no doubt about that. So again, the first team reps should be there and should stay. Cam Sutton was also given first team reps at nickel corner, that with Mike Hilton sitting out. According to Mark Eboli, he had a nice practice, broke up an intended pass for Juju. I'm glad to hear he's continuing to have good practices. Again, you know, he had some kind of ebbs and flows throughout camp. There were times where he looked fantastic, other times where he struggled. Again, he had a good game against the Packers. I'm glad to hear him doing well. And again, I like to see him get some reps on the outside as well. He has the versatility to play really all over this defense, right? They had him play a nickel corner within the second unit, and then they were having him play outside corner with the third unit at times. He was also playing in the dime. He would play in the dollar as a dime linebacker. So, you know, he's playing all over. I like to see him get some more reps on the outside. You know, I know that they right now it's Cody Sensabaugh getting those reps on the outside, but you know, we saw Cody get picked on a little bit. I think right now Cam Sutton is probably an overall better cornerback than Cody Sensabaugh. So just like to see him get some reps there as well, as we've seen injuries to both Hayden and Artie Burns. And unfortunately, that is it for open practices for the Steelers. Everything else we'll be talking about from this point forward will just be game situations. And the Steelers' next game is Saturday against the Tennessee Titans. That, of course, the dress rehearsal game. Ben will play in that game, AB, all the starters. Hopefully, all the starters will be healthy by that game. And so we'll get to see, you know, the 11 starters on offense, well, minus Le'Veon Bell, and then the 11 starters on defense. Hopefully, we'll see. The injury list today was very, very long. Again, later this week, we're going to have Christopher Carter from DK Pittsburgh Sports. He breaks down film for them. We're going to have him on to talk about what he saw against both Philadelphia and Green Bay. And then also later this week, we're going to have John Ledyard, the former host of this podcast. He is now with thedraftnetwork.com, a new website covering all things NFL draft, and they've got a ton of player prospects up already, even before the 2018 season has started in college. A great resource. Encourage you guys to go over there again, thedraftnetwork.com. John's going to come on and talk not just about the Steelers, but we'll have him on to talk and preview some of the players the Steelers could potentially be looking to draft in the 2019 draft. All right, that's going to do it for me today. Thank you all for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow for more Locked On Steelers.